Yeah, when the crowd stop, we'll talk. When the crowd slow down, we'll talk. Or you can send me an email. Guys, look at my testing. You're being deceived. James River is involved in the NAR occult. They support the occult. Bill Johnson. They support Randy Clark. Look up my testing. This is not biblical Christianity.
Love you, man.
This, I love you too, sir. This is not biblical Christianity. This is false, ungodly, carnal, fleshly churchianity.
Why would you say that?
I'm here to preach, sir. If you'd like,
I'm
you can email me.
Why you would say that.
When the crowds are done, I'll talk.
What's your point?
Lifting up Jesus Christ. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised. We want, but you're not praising him living worldly and carnal. You're not praising him living worldly and carnal.
I don't live worldly and carnal.
This is worldly and carnal with their carnal entertainment, their false teachers. They support the NAR, which is a cult.
Well, I tell you what.
They support it, which is a cult. Email me. Let's talk.
I'm not going to waste my time. We will see.
You won't waste your time. Jesus said you'll know them by their love.
Good morning, guys. It's good to see you.
By their love. I love you. You don't love me to waste your time. I got it. Hey, guys, you're being deceived by false churchianity. If you look up our testing, the Bible says test all things. When you test this to the scriptures, they're making mammon off of you. They're making money off of you. They're selling you the right to worship God and learn about God. How wicked, how corrupt. These men are multimillionaires selling you the right to worship God. Jesus made a whip for this. Jesus made a whip for this. Selling the things of God. Carnal entertainment. James River is involved in the NAR occult. They support Bill Johnson, wicked occult theology. You're part of it because you're here practicing it. You need to turn and repent. This is not biblical Christianity. You're going to lose your soul. Jesus said in Mark 7 that you worship God in vain doing man-made traditions. This is a tradition of men. This is a false way of men. This is sin and worldliness and not sound doctrine. This is not the biblical gospel. This is not holiness. This is not righteousness. This is worldly and carnal. If you love Jesus, come out of your pride and vanity. Come out of your pride and your vanity. And come out of all your false ways.
Maybe you're vain.
Turn and repent. Really, it's not vain to preach the word of God, sir. How can it be vain to preach the word of God? It's not. Test yourself to the scriptures. We have a testing of this event. It's not of God. Turn and seek the kingdom. You're being deceived by demonic NAR people that support occult false theology. The biblical gospel's not being lifted up here. You're not honoring God in lies and carnal ways. Come out of your American churchianity. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Lose your life or you lose your soul. Lose your life in Jesus Christ, Matthew 10. You can't hold on to this life and worldliness and carnality. I'll be back to you when the crowds are done. Turn and repent, American Christians. Yeah, I know, I told him. I said, when the crowds are done, I'll talk to you. Test yourself. Look at our website. We have a testing of this. This is not biblical Christianity. This is false American churchianity that cannot save your soul. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. This is a worldly offering. This is sin and carnality. This is not of the Father. Our testing proves it. Any man with a Bible wants to come out when the crowds die down and talk about the Holy Scriptures and why this is not of God, why Jesus is not honored in this false place, why carnality and false teachers and millionaires selling the gospel are not of God. You must turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. You can't follow Christ as you follow carnal false ways. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly carnal life. Jesus died to make men holy, to call you out of your flesh and your pride and your vanity and your carnal ways. This is all pride and flesh and carnality. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples. You're not becoming a disciple of Christ here.
Oh, no?
Not a biblical disciple.
I think you're wrong, though.
Email me. Let's talk, or come out, let's talk.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. You're not being made a biblical disciple. You're being made a worldly churchianity goat. The sheep of God follow his word and ways. This place is for goats. It's not for God's holy people. Look up our testing. It exposes this strongman conference. Don'tperish.com. For free. We don't sell the things of God. Jesus said, freely it was given, freely you should give. They're charging you to worship God. Shameful and wicked. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the selling of the things of God. They've made mammon and merchandise out of my Father's business. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.
Good morning, guys. It's good to see you.
Jesus made a narrow way.
Happy Saturday.
Why are you following the broad way to destruction? Look up my testing.
Good morning.
It shows you why this is an occult practice. They're linked to the NAR false ways.
Good morning, guys.
These people are linked to occult practices.
Good morning, guys.
Are you happy about that? James River Church supports Bill Johnson and his false occult ways. You can't worship Jesus unless you're in the truth. This is not the truth of God. Have you tested all things to the scriptures? The Bereans tested every word. This is not the truth of God. Look at our testing. You're just being entertained like a bunch of goats. Sheep.
God bless you, brother.
Sheep, you're not my brother if you're here. You're not my brother if you follow carnal, worldly, false ways. You have to turn and repent. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. This is not biblical Christianity they're offering here. This is worldliness and sin. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing to the flesh here. You're sowing to the flesh. You can't sow to the flesh and follow Christ in spirit and truth.
Hey,
these people are deceiving you with lies, NAR false teaching. They're selling you the right to worship God. How wicked and how corrupt. Jesus said, few, a puny few will find eternal life. Only a few are going to find eternal life. This is not the eternal life that Christ promised. This is worldly, carnal entertainment. It's false American churchianity. It will not save you. The man said it's a lot of fun. Fun does not get you to the kingdom of God. Carnal fun will damn your soul. You're being deceived by a false Jesus. Look up our testing. We expose this place. James River is linked to the NAR. They're a cult. They worship a demon god, the NAR does. And James River is promoting Bill Johnson. He worships demon gods. He worships a false Jesus. James River, John Lindell, Craig Rochelle, false teachers that will deceive your soul. Look up my testing for free at don'tperish.com. You're following a false, ungodly, unbiblical way. We love our neighbors enough to tell you the truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Good morning,
and everything else will be added unto you. You can't follow Jesus following this false way. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're following the wrong voice. You're following carnal entertainment. You're following worldliness. You're following feminization. You're following false doctrine. You're following sin. You're following men that sell the things of God to make them millionaires. You're following that which will not lead to the kingdom of God. You would have had that on video. Oh, did you? Got it? Jesus is so holy and worthy to be praised and lifted up, but this is not praising Jesus. This is not biblical Christianity. This is carnality and sin. This is not for the sheep of God. This is for worldly goats. You're a goat if you like this. You haven't studied the scriptures. I have a testing that exposes this as occult, not of God, false doctrine, worldliness, and sin. God says, worship in spirit and truth. God says, open the scriptures and follow in holiness. God says, keep and seek the kingdom of God first in righteousness. You're not following the kingdom of God, following this carnal false way. No, I ain't going inside. The Bible says avoid all appearance of evil. I'm going to lift up Christ biblically. I'm going to stand for my Savior. I'm going to warn my neighbor, you're being deceived. I'm going to tell you to look up my testing and prove this place is not of God.
You're mistaken, friend.
No, sir. The Bible is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. This is not of God.
Good morning, good morning.
Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
You
must seek the kingdom in spirit and truth. This is not true. This is not spirit and truth. God blesses those who obey him, sir. God blesses those who obey him. You're not obeying God following this carnal way. Turn and repent. Look up our testing of this false way. You're being led astray by feminism, by occult NAR practices, by carnality and sin, by false gospels. They're selling you the right to worship God. Jesus made a whip for that. Jesus made a whip for the selling of the things of God. Jesus said, if you practice man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. You're all worshiping God in vain. Open that Bible and read it. Open that Bible and read it. And you'll find that which is true. Jesus made the narrow way. This is worldliness, pride, vanity, carnality. I will not shut up until God takes me home because I love you, sir. Jesus said, lift up your voice and preach the gospel. What are you doing? Entertaining yourself. Entertaining yourself in false ways. Jesus didn't die so you could live worldly and carnal. Jesus didn't die for the American church. He died for his true sheep that are in holiness. Jesus died for his true sheep that seek him in holiness and righteousness. This is not the righteousness of God. This is not the holiness of God. This is not the truth of God. This is a fleshly, carnal entertainment.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
my website proves it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Turn away from carnality and sin. Look at our testing. Good thing I coded that. Look at our testing and you'll see why this is not of God. You can't follow Christ in these false ways. They're selling you the right to worship God. Jesus made a whip for that. They're linked to the occult NAR.
Who are you with?
Nobody, sir. I'm with Jesus Christ. No denomination. You can email me. I'd love to talk to you.
Independent group or what?
No, but just we're Home Fellowship Christians and we go and preach the biblical gospel. This is not of God.
Wesley Way, selling
the things of God. James River Church is united to Bethel Church. Bill Johnson, occult theology. Grave soaking.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
James River Church is directly united to this. So by you being here and supporting Lindell, you're supporting this, sir. My testing proves it all.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, look it up, sir. I love you. I love you. Lifting up the holy truth of Jesus Christ. Repent and seek the kingdom while you can. Holy is the Lamb of God. Asking our neighbors to test themselves to the scriptures. Jesus made the narrow way. This is the broad way. They're selling you the right to worship God. Jesus made a whip. Did you know Jesus made a whip for the selling of the things of God and they're selling you the right to worship God? It's sinful. It's sinful. Did you know Jesus said practicing man-made traditions voids your worship? This is man-made traditions. I love you, sir. Email me. I'd love to talk to you. This is man-made tradition. Did you know Jesus said my sheep hear my voice and they come out of the world? This is the world. This is the world. This is the false ways of the world. Carnality and flesh and sin. Did you know James River supports the NAR occult? Did you know that? The man putting this on supports the occult ministry of Bill Johnson. Are you happy with that? You're supporting the occult ministry of Bill Johnson. James River, John Lindell, Craig Rochelle, worldly carnal man that doesn't preach a biblical gospel. You're being deceived. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. Loving our neighbor. Asking you to open the scriptures and test yourself. This is not of God. This is a fleshly carnal event. Jesus didn't die so you could entertain yourself and make men rich off the gospel. Jesus died to call you out of the world. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom. Hey, if we had a couple sheep, hopefully, I know, I'm sorry. Hopefully that guy will wait for us and talk to us afterwards. Sir, you're being deceived. This is not the biblical truth. Test yourself to the scriptures. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, not in flesh and carnality. James River promotes the NAR occult. You're being deceived by the occult practices of James River, Bill Johnson, false gospels, worldliness, carnality. Jesus made a whip for the selling of the things of God. You're promoting what Jesus hated. You're promoting what Jesus hated.
Good morning, guys. It's great to see you.
You're promoting what Jesus hated. You'll be judged for your sin. You must turn and repent. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. We're lifting him up this day. Jesus said, practicing man-made religion makes your worship in vain. This is man-made religion. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the selling of the things of God. You're promoting what Jesus hated. You're promoting what Jesus hated, selling the gospel. Did you know James River supports the NAR occult? Did you know that? He does. They support the occult. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Turn and repent. Look up our testing of this place. It's not of God.
Bless you, brother. God bless you.
God blesses those who obey him, sir. You're not obeying God here. God blesses those who obey him. You're not obeying God as you're keeping this false way. You're paying for the right to worship God. How sinful and wicked. Jesus didn't die so that you could live a worldly, unbiblical, man-made churchianity life. Jesus died to call you out of the world. Look up our testing. If you're born of God, you're a Berean. You test to the scriptures. You would test and see this is not of God. This is carnal and flesh. You're laughing. Can you open the Bible and prove anything I'm saying is not true?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do it.
What are you saying?
Do it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they're selling the things of God, and Jesus made a whip for that in John 2.
How are they selling the things of God?